Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine, a podcast for nerdy dog trainers with a focus on improving our dog's performance through movement skill training. I am Mari Valgma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer. And last week I ran a free workshop on why clear communication is so crucial in dog training. We discussed the effects arousal has in your training sessions, starting with some annoying arousal-related behaviors, and moved on to linking arousal to your dog's movement and long-term well-being. I decided to release all the workshop sessions for you. In the previous episode, you heard the first part of the workshop, and today I'm going to release both the second and the third part of the workshop. In here, the Moving Canine Podcast. Now, the second part I'm going to play right now is focusing on linking arousal to movement. Your dog's ability to move with control and precision is intricately linked to his mindset, which is super interesting. And I play the whole story to you now. Happy listening! Welcome to the second video of the Performance Through Clarity workshop. I'm so happy to see you here. I am Mari Valgma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer and a dog training nerd with a very special passion for improving your dog's physical performance by not training more, but training smarter. I'm a blogger, podcaster, and the creator of canine coordination training courses, Where Are My Paws? And Movement Puzzles. This three-part workshop teaches you the most fundamental skills for training your dog with more awareness and clarity, leading to a more focused canine training companion who can learn way faster than you imagined. In the first video, you learned about two arousal states in your dog, the flow and the red. The first being your friend in dog training, the optimal mindset linked to focused, fast performance. And the second being the over-arousal mindset, where your dog mixes up cues, makes mistakes, maybe even barks at you and knocks the bars down. The thing is, the mindset of your dog during the training sessions affects his ability to learn physical skills, how to use his body during movement in the best possible way. And that's what we are going to talk about today. And now, me being a fitness trainer starts making a lot more sense, doesn't it? The mindset is intricately linked to your dog's ability to move with control, awareness, and precision. The flow mindset, or optimal arousal, is linked to controlled and deliberate movements with high accuracy and fast response to cues. That's actually in the definition of the flow mindset. The red, or over-arousal, is linked to frantic movements with low accuracy and slow response to cues. Now, who wants that? And now, this topic is really close to my heart. Your dog's ability to navigate the sports courses with speed, precision, and safety depends on her mindset. Doing sports safely doesn't mean doing it slowly or with low drive or avoiding jumps that are higher than your dog's withers. It means making sure your dog is in the right mindset to control her movements, move with awareness, and protect her own body from injuries by doing that. Let that settle for a bit. Optimal mindset helps your dog to be both fast and safe during sports. Now, there are quite many exercises you can and should do to improve your dog's physical skills, body awareness, and motor control during movement. I have entire courses built for that. But before diving into these exercises, you'll need to make sure your dog's mindset during the training is right. You want your dog to be in the flow for as much as possible. Otherwise, it's just a whole lot of wasted training time where you'll be dealing with problems that can be easily avoided with smarter training decisions. In the first video, you saw how the flow and the red are closely linked to our training choices. More specifically, being confused moves your dog quickly into the dreaded red, while clarity and knowing exactly what's going to happen will help your dog to stay in the flow mindset. You learned about marker words and the huge benefit of using different words for different ways you deliver the treat or reinforcement. One word means get the treat in my hand, while the other word could mean treat will be on the ground. It was so amazing to see in the feedback that so many of you are already using marker words in your training. And I was happy to see quite a few new fans to marker word journey. You're on a super fun journey, trust me. Now, coming back to today's training, marker words help your dog know where and how to expect his reinforcement. But that's not the whole story. In order for the marker words to serve their purpose, you need to make sure it's presented clearly. I bet you've heard this phrase before. Every click must be followed by a treat. And the same is true for marker words. They work on exactly the same principle as the click of a clicker and must be followed by a pause. Yes, you heard me. Every marker, whether a click or a word, should be followed by a pause and then the reinforcement. It may sound like a super easy thing to do, and it may be that you're already thinking, I've totally got this. But the truth is, skipping the pause between the marker and reinforcement delivery is the most common problem in dog training. Because as soon as we add challenges, like our own movement or adding a dog into the training session, we start messing up the mark-pause-treat system. In real-life training scenarios, we, both you and I, start rushing things and make the marker irrelevant to our dogs. How? Dogs are usually quite heavy visual learners. It is easier for your dog to pick up a slight change in your posture, body position, or movement than find meaning in the sounds during your training session. And yes, that means they will very quickly pick up visual cues for the upcoming reinforcement. Like your hand reaching into the pocket or your hand fidgeting with the treat before giving it to your dog. What often happens with the marker is that we use the audible markers, like the marker word or a click, while our hands are already moving and in the process of delivering the treat, like this, get it, and then handing the treat. Now, in this case, what is the most relevant signal to your dog about the upcoming reinforcement? Is it your hand moving into your pocket, or is it the marker word, get it, that I just used? Most likely, it will be your movement. In fact, some dogs are such amazing visual learners that they choose the thumb pressing the clicker as their marker signal, instead of listening to the actual click. That's exactly what happened to my dog. It took me a while to figure out why he was looking at me from the corner of his eye. But he was checking to see the thumb movement on the clicker. So super sneaky and very clever and very visual. If you're not clear with your choice of markers and making a pause between marker and actual treat delivery, then your dog will choose his own markers. And most of the time, these will be visual markers and definitely not something that you had in mind. Now, why is that the problem? If your dog chooses his own markers over audible ones that you pick, then your dog will want to see you and keep an eye on you, because how else is he going to see the marker? That means you'll get the dog who is most comfortable facing you and keeping an eye on you, even when running out to that cone for your obedience exercise, or looking over his shoulder when you'd like him to go and take that jump independently. As a result, you get the dog who likes to look at your hands. You'll also get the dog who finds doing exercises independently really challenging, who doesn't want to move away from you, and finds it difficult to focus on the exercises themselves. Your dog is more likely to become confused and frustrated, over-aroused, and move quickly into the full-blown red zone where nothing good happens. Using a pause between your marker and actual treat delivery, make sure that your dog won't need to look at you or your hands all the time. Your dog will find it easier to shift his focus from you to the obstacles, and he will also have a more independent performance. Your dog will know to keep his ears switched on and listen to the cues. Using a pause between a marker and delivering the treat, make sure your dog stays in the optimal arousal mindset. And here's a story to illustrate this. With my own dogs, I work a lot on movement puzzles. So if you don't know, that's a fitness training concept where the dog does different movement exercises independently. These exercises require focus, precision, and ability to adjust the gait mid-exercise. During the puzzles, I just stand at the side while my dogs are doing the exercises. I mark and deliver the reinforcement in the bowl. And it's all done with minimum movement from my part. Now, I'm a human and not perfect, meaning that with repetitions, I often start losing the pause between the mark and treat delivery. And when that happens during the puzzles, the independent exercises, my dogs start very quickly shifting their focus from the exercise to looking at me, meaning that they will miss the small targets, won't get their foot pattern right, and lose balance in the movement. Your training mechanics directly affect your dog's ability to focus on the exercises and movement. That's crazy. Movement puzzles are a low-impact exercise, but imagine the effects your mechanics has while your dog is jumping or running on a dog walk. The bets are a lot higher there. Your dog can't really afford losing balance or not being able to adjust the gait in a tricky jump sequence or on a dog walk. Having confusing mechanics can easily create dangerous situations for your dog, which is why it's crucial to work on your own markers and reinforcement delivery before adding your dog into the equation. And now, here's today's exercise for you. Take a handful of treats and a cup and practice saying your marker word, pause, and delivering the treat in a cup. Like this. Here's a cup. Here are the treats. So, yes. Yes. Pause. Yes. Pause. It may look easy and basic, but foundations can never be too strong. This exercise will take you a long way, and once you've mastered it, add speed, but keep the movements clean. Yes, treat. Yes, treat. Once that becomes easy, use a smaller cup. Look at the opening of my cup here. And then try with the other hand. Yes, treat. So with the left hand. Yes, treat. And trust me, you'll be surprised at what you see when filming yourself doing this exercise. Watch it in slow motion. Those sneaky, sneaky hands. They seem to live a life of their own, don't they? Obviously, real-life exercises will have more variation in them, and we'll talk more about that in the next video, where I'll also explain the long-term effects your training choices have on your dog's health. Thank you so much for watching this. Dog training is a fascinating journey, and you've totally got this. Make sure to enter your email below, so that I can let you know as soon as the next video becomes available. Also, press the button just under this video to share this video and training with your friends. And let me know in the comments what you discovered about your hand movements while doing the mark, pause, treat, delivery exercise. Happy training, and I will see you soon in the next video. Bye! And that was part 2 of the Clarity Workshop from last week. This episode is released on the 6th of February. Currently, I'm just running the registration to my online training program, Beyond Dog Sports Performance Mastery Through Clarity.
It's a unique, one-of-a-kind program where you harness the power of cutting-edge training concepts, build the habit of optimal arousal in your training, and do that all while teaching your dog essential movement skills that help him tackle any sports exercise with confidence, speed, and precision. The registration to this program closes soon, on the midnight of February the 7th. I leave the link to the program and registration in the show notes. Go and check it out. And that's it for this episode. This was The Moving Canine, and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you'll have a super fun weekend with your dogs, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye!